Well, last month, speaking about jobs, at this very moment, the Chicago Hilton was filled with searchers, search marketers, company search directors, e-commerce search specialists, heads of SEO, that's search engine optimization. Search is a huge industry and getting bigger all the time. It's so big that even in these times of constriction and downsizing and layoffs, this is an industry of growth. Among the throng at that Search Engine Strategies 2008 conference and expo was Scott Sargis, who is the president of Strategic Search Corporation. Hiya, Scott.
Hi, Bill. Happy New Year.
What would you say you are? What is Strategic Search? What is your job?
We're an executive search firm. We specialize in R&D, that stands for research and development, scientific, engineering, and technical recruiting from staff to C-level.
Okay, so executive search, that's another form of the search we're talking about.
Correct.
But this SRO, search engine optimization, it's unbelievable how this is becoming the next big thing very quickly. Explain in a nutshell what SEO is.
Search engine optimization is the whole process of techniques of getting your website to the top of search engines.
Is that all? I looked at that conference. They had dozens of speakers. It seemed like they were talking about all kinds of branch issues, tangential aspects to the basic principle of what SEO is. Is this just that, or is this sort of an expanding, evolving kind of concept?
Well, Bill, you say, is that all? That's a lot. There's a lot to making that happen, because especially because search engines are the new yellow pages. And people rely on Google, Yahoo, Ask, etc. before they make a decision. For example, have you ever bought a TV or washing machine or wanted to go to a restaurant? Where did you go?
Yeah, you
Google.
Go online.
That's right.
Everybody, there's all kinds of services out there that help you make a decision.
Right. So the key to SEO or search engine optimization is to get your website at the top of search engines, and there's a lot to it. There's basically three central themes to search engine optimization that were discussed time and time again. Testing, content, and link building. Testing, that's really critical because internet marketing, which...
Well, but how are these jobs? If you got an IT person, are we assuming that that individual knows enough about SEO, search engine optimization, that they can do the job? Or do you have to go hire out some professional in this area?
Well, because the field is so new, that there's a lot of opportunities to transition into the field. People can't necessarily get into search engine optimization immediately, but there's a lot of seminars, such as SES conference that you mentioned. There's books, and then there's different webinars.
But are there companies? Okay, I'm a search engine optimization specialist. I'm going to go work for a search engine dynamics. Mm-hmm. I mean, are there companies that specialize in this? And is this where all these jobs are?
Well, there's not only companies that specialize in it, but also any company that needs to get their website ranked, because this is the new yellow page. This is the way of selling your product.
But let's talk more about the job side of things. Are these single proprietors, people who go to these seminars, go to these conventions, and then say, I know what I'm doing, and then hang out their shingle, and because of what they know about SEO, get it so that people in their community, in their region, are doing searches for people like him, and up he pops?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not so much single proprietors, because there's so much to SEO. There's big companies like, for example, I met the person at Hyatt that does an area of SEO, link building, which is getting links to other sites. There's content providers. There's people that will create interesting copy for your site. Then there's people that do the testing or analytics. So there's a lot of jobs within SEO. What are called SEO analysts. That's the person that analyzes all the data, because mm-hmm. there's mounds of data. There's people that develop the creative content, and then there's the people that develop the links. There's a lot of aspects to this.
And where are all these people working?
At different companies.
If you're a big enough company, you've got on staff people who have these specialties.
Correct, because this is the new marketing. This is analogous to the yellow pages of the past, how people found out about you. Because search engines are the new yellow pages, and because SEO is the whole process of getting noticed by the search engines, this whole field is so... so burgeoning.
He's very excited about the subject. But it's not just the Yellow Pages. I think people, you know, you left Yellow Page, you go, I want to find a plumber. But it's everything you buy. And as you said, when you go out to a restaurant, any kind of a big ticket investment you're going to make, you're going to be making searches, not just for where to buy the thing, but I want to get information. Who has reviewed the products in this area? So there are all kinds of searches going on.
Exactly. Who's the closest vendor to you? What's the best price for you? Anything that's important to you in a buying decision, people are going to the search engines right now.
That's Scott Sargis. We're talking to him about this growing field of search engine optimization. You got a question or comment to make about it? You call us at 312-591-7200. I'm Bill Mahler at 318 after the hour on News Talk 720 WGN. The acronym, the term is SEO, and that stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it is the buzz. It has reached critical mass. It is really the growth industry, says Scott Sargis, who is the president of Strategic Search Corporation, though that's a different kind of search. Here's a question, Scott. How, if everybody's using all these brains, these smart people out there to get prominent positioning on searches, you do a Google search in your company, you want it at least on the front page, if not the number one top hit. If everybody is using all these people to do that, how many, you get just too jammed up at the top there. You all can't be on the front page.
That it's not necessary. The key is to niche market and go after small, tight niches, and that's the key to the whole process.
So but if people are doing just general kinds of searches and they're saying color TV, well, everything's a color, but TV sets and or dog groomers or whatever it is, how do you, if you're not trying to get prominence there, what's the niche?
Well, okay, you just mentioned one with dog groomers. You know, what type of dog do you have? Maybe you have a beagle. There's somebody who's a specialist
in that.
But do
you think people will refine their search accordingly?
They do. And that's the key. People are becoming increasingly more savvy in using search engines.
Tom's in Oaklawn, and Tom, you're on WGN.
Yes, thank you very much. Good program. I'm an insurance broker. I've been in business about 35 years. I'm just in the process of doing a website upgrade. I'm not too familiar with tech. But how do you get to the top of it? What's the costs on this, and what do people look for? I mean, what draws one person to, I mean, everybody sells insurance.
Yeah, how do you differentiate?
Yeah, how do I tell people that I have a very trusted reputation, which should be a given, but that we pride ourselves on that? How do you do that? How do you get people to look at, you know, my business is Cusack Insurance?
That's probably one of the best examples because there are insurance brokers
everywhere. Everybody says they're this and...
Yeah,
you know,
there's all that noise, and how do you get above the noise? Now, Scott, I don't know if you're a specialist in this matter, but what would you say to Tom?
Tom, I'm not a specialist in SEO. I'm a specialist in executive search. But what I did learn at the show is that you want to hire an expert in the field.
Okay.
And one of the things that I would recommend that you do is attend the SES, that stands for Search Engine Strategies Conference, because there's a wide range, but you can go, it's happening, it happens 8 times a year all over the U.S. It just happened in Chicago, but they have them in New York, Tokyo, London.
But I don't think he's going to fly to these.
There's another suggestion I have for him, is to go to a site called SEO Moz. That's Sam Edward Olive, M as in Mary, O as in Olive, Z as in Zebra .org.
Can you do that again, please? I'm sorry.
SEOMOZ.
Gotcha.
SEOMoz.org. That's a depository of a lot of information. That's a good start for you.
Yeah. Scott, what does that cost, though? I mean, for me to get at the top and make people look at my site.
Tom, you're asking a question.
Okay.
Let me give you an analogy to insurance. If I have a Fortune 500 company, my insurance is going to be millions of dollars. If I have a small company, it's going to be thousands of dollars. So there is no right answer to that.
Okay. All right.
But what I would recommend is going to the conference, reading on books, and Googling SEO.
And, Tom, keep listening because we're going to talk in just a second here to a guy who is an SEO specialist, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
Let's go to him now. Dan in Mundelein, you're on WGN. What about that? What are average costs?
It really depends on the size of the site, what field you're in, and a lot of what's called heuristics on your website and the search engine placement. I mean, it can be as simple as a couple $100s just to do a submission to the search engines. And it can cost you in the hundreds of thousands of dollars if you're a site the size of, let's say, pets.com.
Yeah. Here's Chris. Listen to what he has to say. You might be helpful in answering his question. Chris, you're on WGN. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Okay. Go ahead.
Got a client. I work in public relations. I've got a client that I'm working on developing a website for. He's a real estate builder of custom homes and semi-custom homes, and he's about ready to launch his site in about 3 to 4 weeks. And I'm really having a hard time convincing him of investing the dollars to do SEO. And I realize the potential of it, and my colleague does as well. How do you convince somebody that it's really worth the investment, especially in a market where selling homes are very difficult?
Dan, I want to have you take the first crack at it, and then I want to have Scott talk.
Sure. Actually, he's in the best position for SEO because one of the best things to do is when you first develop a website is put in place all of those tactics that you're going to use to get your search engine listed. Google is notorious for having what's called the sandbox. If your website gets done improperly, submitted to Google, Google sees this, it'll put you into the sandbox, and it can take you 6 months to a year, even if you're the number one world expert on search engine optimization, to get out of it and get ranked and get placed. So if he's even considering any type of presence on the Internet and building a website now, he should really look at starting now because it'll cost him multiple times more later in the cost of somebody trying to get him out of that sandbox and properly listed.
All right, Dan, thanks a lot. Good answer. There you go, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
And Scott, what would you say about that?
I have two books I recommend to Chris. One is Winning Results with Google AdWords by Andrew Goodman, and the other is a book by Sherry, that's S-H-A-R-I Thoreau, T-H-U-R-O-W, Search Engine Visibility. Have your client read those two books.
So those are for non-professionals, but it explains the whole thing works?
They're for both professionals and novices.
Scott, if somebody wants to move into this area, you say go to seminars, read books like these, and test it out, and then just go hang out your shingle and see who calls?
No, not necessarily hang out your shingle, but a lot of the companies in the field are growing. Go to the site that I mentioned, SEOmoz.org. Go out there, and you had mentioned with Ann how you opened the show. Network. You got to meet people because a lot of these jobs are new and just being created. You've got to meet people in the industry, and there's a lot of areas that one can transition from.
Scott runs the company called Strategic Search Corporation. What's your website, Scott?
www.strategicsearch.com.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
It's 29 minutes past 3 o'clock on the new Voice of Chicago, News Talk 720 WGN.